Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
It's hard to be Allison, but I'm going to try. So, Virginia Governor Northam is seeking more data on how the COVID-19 is affecting minorities. Man, he is all about us now, ain't he? He's trying to find out more information, which I guess, you know, our governor said that too, so.
Right.
But what does that mean, though? You know what I mean? You're trying to find out more information, but again, what does that mean?
Uh-huh. So, he's going to put a task force out to see what's going on?
He wants to investigate because they really hadn't been releasing the racial information.
Okay.
Just the numbers, but not the racial information.
So he wants to break down so he can be like, okay.
Yeah. So up to this point, it hadn't been reported, so he wants to report.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Pull back the shield. Also, D.C. Council, this was reported a couple days ago, they're going to move to vote on a coronavirus bill that will impose a citywide rent freeze. So no one can get their rent. You won't get an increase or anything like that if you were up for renewal or something like that. So that's something good for the D.C. area. And again, you can't get late fees and you can't get evicted during this time because everybody's going through it. So, you know, that's a good thing that D.C.'s doing. Shout out to Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Now, is there any relief for the owners of the property? But that's the other conversation.
And that's a tax write-off they can do later,
well,
right?
Okay. Speaking of the mayor, this morning at 12:01, a new order says farmer and fish markets in D.C. no longer allowed to operate unless they get a waiver.
Wow.
It's no longer essential. So, but you, if you get a waiver, you can. Mm-hmm. And you have to inform customers that they need to wear a mask.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a little too much. Are they going to provide the mask for the customers when they come?
I know. It's like, what do you mean? Much. Like, let me get a pound of, what?
You
I can't,
on
my mask.
You got to come back. Okay. So that's what's going on with that. And so they're no longer essential.
No longer essential. Mm. And finally, Dr. Fauci says, well, basically, number one, he said the world will never be the same. Number one, after this, we're probably going to be washing our hands like crazy. But the one everybody's paying attention to is this thing. He says,
I don't think we should ever shake hands ever again, to be honest with you. Not only would it be good to prevent coronavirus disease, it probably would decrease the incidence of influenza dramatically in this country.
Wow.
Damn, Dr. Fauci, I don't think he'd like to shake hands
in the first place, right?
Because do you really need to say ever again?
Ever
I mean, come
again.
On, man.
Because some people didn't shake hands. You don't shake hands with just everybody. You're selective when you shake hands, right? Were you?
No, I shake hands with everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I definitely didn't because people don't wash their hands.
But I'm not, you know.
So what are we going to do now moving forward if after all this is done, we're no longer able to, or it's no longer protocol or etiquette to shake hands or give hugs? What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, what about the pound? Is the pound now player
that's
now?
Too
what
cultural.
About the?
That's too ethnic.
What the pound? What about the? You know what? The what's up? The what's up with your head
nod,
and your
head face?
What's
the
up?
Head
yeah, the head nod.
So
head
it's,
nod.
Gonna, it's gonna be universal now. It's not gonna be a cultural thing.
Yeah,
it's
sup,
gonna be head
you know
nod.
The sup sup. You know the sup is now SUP sup.
Some people take it anyway. Sup. What does it matter?
Okay.
What do you think? 202-432-WHUR. How will you be greeting since we can't hug and shake hands anymore forever?
Forever?
Man.
Forever,
forever,
ever,
forever,
ever,
ever.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.